Hope you're having a lovely morning out there. It is our KDNK membership drive. Please go to KDNK.org and renew your membership or become a new member. We love those new members. A measure to increase access to public records and update Colorado's open records law to include digital information is scheduled to get its first hearing at the state capitol today after being delayed twice, Penta Berkman reports.
Senate Bill 40 has bipartisan support. It would require public records to be provided digitally if they're being stored that way. Democratic Senator John Kafalas of Fort Collins is the main sponsor. The goal is to make government more transparent and provide information that people can easily search. A similar measure failed last year, and a bipartisan working group spent the interim hammering out details.
We've worked very hard to, you know, come up with a compromise bill. The custodians do have some options about providing the information in the requested format. Custodians, if it's a big request and there might be some additional costs, they can recover those costs.
One sticking point is how to handle private or sensitive information, such as Social Security numbers embedded in metadata. The state's attorney general, along with colleges and universities, have expressed reservations. Meanwhile, the Secretary of State's office strongly supports it. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Robin Waters is leaving her position as president and CEO of the Basalt Chamber. A press release sent Tuesday said that Missy Morgan Hagen has been promoted to director of events and community relations and will work with the board to run the chamber while a search for a new CEO gets underway. Waters reportedly will continue her real estate and consultant work. KDNK station manager Gavin Dahl sat down with repeat ladies arm wrestling champion Carrie Pierzadeh, a.k.a. Kapow.
You brought your trophies with you today. You said that you definitely won four times. You may have won more times.
Yeah, I can't remember. For a couple of years, they were doing it twice a year. So 4 to 5 times.
As a repeat champion, one of the things I want to ask you about is advice for folks who know they want to compete, but just don't know if they're strong enough or don't know if they have the toughness.
There is some skill involved in arm wrestling. It's not all strength. So I would, you know, recommend them kind of looking up skills and strategies for arm wrestling and go from there. I mean, you do have to have some strength, but you don't have to be the strongest person.
And are you coaching anyone in this year's competition?
I'm not, but I'm willing to, if someone wants to contact me through Facebook or whatever, I'm willing to take a coaching role.
People can find you on the KDNK Ladies Arm Wrestling Facebook event where you commented. And I wanted to ask you first just about the name Kapow. It makes me think of like a comic book lettering where someone's getting punched. Is that where the name comes from?
That is. It's actually the noise that my opponent's hand makes when it hits the pad on the table.
Okay. Kapow. Ouch. Ouch. And so how much is like psyching out your opponents? How much is that the mental game? How
important? A lot. You know, I mean, it's a fun event for sure. There's a lot of smiling and laughing. But right before, you just stare them. You stare at them, stare them in the eye, and they get a little intimidated, I think.
So we heard from a few other past wrestlers in the story that ran Monday. There's some discussion around the importance of refereeing, and in particular, the accusations of cheating. Has that ever come up in the bouts that you've been a part of?
There was some rumblings that maybe I was a cheater and that I was getting coached and all this stuff, which I definitely wasn't cheating. And actually, I have looked up the rules for arm wrestling. As long as you keep your hips square and your shoulders square at the beginning and you don't beat the ref when he counts you down, it's all good.
Talk about the crowd and the energy in the room. I mean, does it add to the fun or does it actually make it more stressful? I mean, how does that impact you?
Oh, the crowd is awesome. On your story earlier, you talked about all the men that come. There's so many men that come and they get really excited about seeing some tough women, you know, throw it down on the table.
And so you feel like that's more of a supportive thing than just an exploitive thing.
Right. No, they're excited to see how tough we can be.
What about someone out there who thinks this all sounds fun, but they feel like it might be embarrassing? What if I get up there and I just get crushed in the first round? Do you feel like people should go for it?
You should go for it. You only live once. You can say, I competed in a ladies' arm wrestling competition, and who knows?
It seems like with you not participating, with Olivia Pevic saying she's out this year, also with Croatian Princess, we've heard rumor that she's left the Valley. So it's not clear there's a favorite going in this year. It could be anybody's match.
It's anyone's match.
When you first got started, did you know you were going all the way to the championship, or were you intimidated?
No, I lost a couple times.
Okay.
Yep. In the beginning, we were actually just at dinner at Fat Thai and happened to be there that night. And I talked a friend of mine into signing up, and we signed up. And it was before I had my ego and my wrestling name. Don't be nervous. Just go for it.
What about costumes? I mean, costumes are encouraged. This year, we're going to be giving away a yoga punch pass for True Nature to the best costume. Did you have different approaches to that? Did you feel like there were some costumes that might have worked against you?
No. I mean, I had my signature red bandana and red cape, and I felt like it fit my persona well. And costumes are fun, and they kind of let you hide behind it. If you're a little nervous, you have a costume, so it's not really you, and just have fun with it.
So what did you think about Mediterranean Mama saying that she's coming back from a heart attack? Just had a heart attack last year.
That's amazing.
And she's out. She's ready to fight.
Maybe she's got it. She might have it. I think that would be awesome. An awesome comeback story.
And she says she's dedicating her bouts to the Heart and Vascular Center at Valley View. So
that's super cool.
Hopefully they'll be proud of her and not too scared. You can imagine some doctors being like, please don't.
Maybe they'll show up just in case.
Yeah. Kapow, Carrie Pierzadeh, I really appreciate you coming in and talking to us. And ladies out there, you don't have to worry. Kapow says she's not arm wrestling this year.
I'm not.
Time for a new champion.
I went out on top. That's good enough for me.
Nice. Well, Kapow, thanks so much for speaking to Katie and Kay.
Thank you, Gavin.
We will continue to break down the ladies' arm wrestling thing as we get closer to the date, and soon the wagering will begin in Vegas. If you missed the ladies' arm wrestling story from Monday's news, it's available on our website at katieandkay.org. Ladies' arm wrestling spots are still available for this Saturday night at Fat Thai in Carbondale at 9 o'clock. Contact Bodie here at the station at 963-0139 to reserve your spot. KD&K News intern Raleigh Burley continues his interview series examining local immigration and immigrant rights. He is joined today by a man from El Salvador who has chosen to remain anonymous.
I am joined in this interview by a man from El Salvador who has chosen to remain anonymous. Jesse Monsalve has voiced the translation. I begin by allowing this man to introduce himself.
Sí, el motivo de estar acá en este lugar porque sí, de veras somos latinos.
My motive for being here, because we truly are Latinos, I am from El Salvador, is that I see the injustice that is occurring in the times we are living. We are very worried in this situation. We come from different countries looking to better our lives in this place. We manage to survive by salary, look to overcome our difficulties, and they won't let us work in peace, trying not to cause harm. If they throw us out, then upon arriving to our countries, we will have great problems. This is because for not being in those places, they will take our lives, the lives of our children. Anything can happen. We don't mean to harm anybody. I ask that the government do something for us, to let us work here, that we may overcome and sustain ourselves and not worry that upon arriving to our country, we may lose our lives. Leave us in peace to work in this place.
Could you speak to me about the situation that you lived in before coming here?
The situation that I have lived in my country has always been a few resources. The little that one earns is barely enough to live by. A person goes to work and barely earns $5 in an entire day. At best, there are people that give a hand and someone can come to this country, and living in this country, one tries to overcome their situation. Because now in our country, the way things are, not even the people with money can establish a business. If a man starts a business, they must pay rent. And if they don't pay, then their wife will be killed or their children. So now the people can't work. They can't even have a system of business.
Who does this?
In the situation as it is now, they are the gangs. La Mara 18, La Mara FF, y La Crica. These are the gangs that have taken over and are creating great difficulties for the country. They don't let the people work, neither the poor people nor the businessmen, because if these people don't pay wages to the gangs, then they cannot be a business. For example, if a person manages to buy a cow, the gangs will tell that person that they must give them money because now they have that cow. Sometimes someone who can buy doesn't buy, because the gangs are already asking for that money, and if it isn't given, then someone will be killed. They will kill that person or some member of their family. This is a problem that we cannot overcome in our country.
And the government can't stop them?
The government tries to stop them, but the power of these gangs has already climbed so high. If they had done something earlier when it all began, as they should have, then maybe they would have been able to stop them. Now they can't. They are doing everything possible, but they can't because the gangs have taken a hold. This is the problem. The government can no longer contain this, and the poor people can no longer work to maintain their families.
Is it dangerous for you to return, for you and your family?
It is very dangerous to return because now if they see someone who is not familiar that arrives, immediately after they arrive, they are given an hour to leave, no matter if they are from that very town. One cannot move from one town to another because they give you 1 hour to get out. And if one doesn't go away, they will be killed. A person can no longer leave a place, as we were accustomed to not too long ago. I was accustomed to leaving with my business, selling in the other districts. Now, no one can do this because they are not allowed to. Strangers are not allowed to enter into different cities. They must first ask the gang bosses to enter. If not, they can't enter, or else they will be killed upon arriving. Many of those who are deported from the United States are killed upon returning. Right away, they are killed because the gangs are already waiting for them. Sometimes because those people didn't want to give the rent, they came here. Or because they didn't have the money, they came here. And the gangs do not forget. People are terrified. In the past few weeks, we have felt a great sadness. We are just working peacefully in this place. Here we can earn money and sustain our families. If they do this, deport these people, it will become very difficult. One cannot return here. A person may look for any kind of help in any place, any country, and will not be given help. Thank you for today. I give a shout out to every Latino and every person that hears this message, that they will be well received and have a nice afternoon.
That was KDNK News intern Raleigh Burley, joined by a man from El Salvador who has chosen to remain anonymous. The translation was voiced by Jesse Monsalve, and the full interview is available in English and in Spanish at KDNK.org.